Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Only in America, dreaming in red, white, and blue.
Books and done bringing us back. Only in America, where we dream as big as we want to. That's what the Declaration of Independence said. The freedom to pursue happiness, to dream as big as we want to. That's what we do in America. Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, and having a great visit with our good friend Dr. Gene Grassman. PresidentLincoln.com is his website. Gene, you got a big doings coming up in a couple of weeks, don't you?
Yes, I've written a new play called Lincoln's Last Debate, and if any of your listeners can be in the Atlanta area on either the night of the 26th of July, that's a Saturday, or a Sunday night, the 27th, we're going to do a staged reading, and I'm going to be playing part of Lincoln, and if your viewers want to find out the details, go to PresidentLincoln.com.
All right, so check that out, folks, and find out more about that. Gene, I'm going to be in Atlanta part of that week. Maybe I'll see if I can stretch it out and get over there for that.
I would love it if you can be there.
I would too. So folks, check that out. I promise you, you'll enjoy it. Gene's the best. Gene, we're talking about civility. We're talking about tolerance. You know, one of the big things about terrorism is that at the heart of terrorism is intolerance.
Absolutely, and so
when we're intolerant in America, I'm not saying we're terrorists, but we're practicing the essence of what terrorists practice, aren't we? If I were intolerant, Gene, you wouldn't be on my show as often as you have been over the last 16 years, because you and I disagree on many things.
Absolutely.
And if you weren't as forbearant and long-suffering as you are, you wouldn't have come back on my show.
And you know what the secret is? Lincoln said in another one of his great speeches, the essence of it is charity.
Yeah.
When he said, with charity for all, and that he was actually referencing the great 13th chapter of 1 Corinthians, though I speak with the tongues of men and angels and have not charity.
Or love, if you want to rephrase
that. In modern terminology, yeah. It is unconditional love.
Yeah. And we have philo. We have brotherly love because we know each other. But
both.
But we
do have both.
Yeah.
Charity, unconditional love, and philios, the brotherly love.
Yeah.
And you see, that way, I can look at you and say, I think you're just dead wrong about that. And smile,
if somebody came up to us and said to me, Blasingame, you have to shut up, and I was saying, everything I was saying you disagreed with, and they told me I had to shut up, you would defend me there. We've got to get this. Gene, you're a former professor. We've got problem in higher education. Their voices are being closed out. What do you think?
I think throughout the history of higher education that has happened. Sometimes more for the left, sometimes more for the right. But I think if there's any place in our American society where there ought to be a tolerance for all points of view,
exactly,
that ought to be higher education.
Yeah. And even if the two prominent ones, the left and the right, are allowed to speak, and then a third one comes in, those two don't have a right to shut the other down.
I agree with you completely.
That's what America is, and that's what the pursuit of happiness is all about. It's not just freedom to me, Gene. I say freedom is from God. Liberty is a contract you and I give to each other.
By the way, just to bookend where we began, I think it's you don't listen to other people just because it's a good thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
We listen to other people because they may be right. That third voice may be the one that's right.
Or they might just help you to inform you more about your own feelings, about your own thoughts,
Of the above.
Exactly. And just to have another, just to have someone else, I mean, how boring would my life be if I only hung out with people who agreed with me all the time?
That's right. Well, if you look back, there was a time when you could be killed or burned at the stake for saying that the earth moved around the sun.
Exactly. Yeah, we've seen the best of times and the worst of times. As tough as things are in America right now, Gene, it's not the worst of times. There's no question about that. Hey, Gene, thank you for being here.
I'm very optimistic.
Thank you for being here, Gene. Good job today.
It's a great pleasure.
Dr. Gene Grisman, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. I got to go for this hour. Happy 4th of July, everybody. Happy Independence Day. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.